I'm calling for a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you this now. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
May I ask your race?
My race? Black.
Yes. Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I definitely vote.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
My age, 63.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
7.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
That's hard to say.
Well, you said somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. In thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, will you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thank you so much. In thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read you a list and then let me know two of them. First one is border security. Next one, lowering the cost of health care in prescription drugs. Improving K-12 public school education, combating division and racism, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, reducing crime, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
Number one and number two, the border control and the health care.
Thank you.
Improving the health care.
Thank you so much.
Make it more affordable.
Now, thank you. I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using on a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number.
I'm going to stop this survey right at this point. Yeah.
We would love
to hear your
opinion.
I was kind of working on something else. Huh?
We would love to hear your opinion. Your opinion is very important for us, ma'am.
How many more questions do you have?
We're about 30%, so we still have a few minutes to go.
Well, that's about as far as I can go. I'm busy. I was busy working on something else. That's about all I have time for.
Okay, we'll give you a call back then.
Can you use that? I mean, you know, get that help you out some what I done answered.
No, we have to get it till the end.
Well, you have to just make a marker. Okay, that's as far as I go.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. You have a good night.
Bye.